Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
During the pandemic, many people realized there was a lot of their healthcare that could be done at home. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The pandemic has many of us relying on technology in new ways, and it prompted some innovation, including in the healthcare sector. For example, patients who need dialysis on a regular basis mostly go to clinics or hospitals. But during the pandemic, an increasing number of kidney patients wanted to do their treatments at home. And as Marketplace Tech's Jesus Alvarado explains, some new technology may make that a bit easier.
If you have kidney failure, you need to mechanically remove excess liquids and other toxins from your blood, as often as several times a week. It's not easy, but it is getting easier.
Sometimes this clicking, which is just the machine just priming, getting everything, the lines flowing, and the treatment is, will start any minute.
For the past 15 months, Liz Henry has been helping her husband Dick with his dialysis treatment at home. They no longer have to make the commute to a treatment center, which can take a big chunk out of the day.
You're locked in here, and then you need to get there, and you need to be on time, and maybe the other person isn't finished yet.
It's a big change for them.
There's no travel time. We just get up in the morning, and we arrange our day, and we say, okay, let's do the process right now.
That's exactly what Leslie Trigg envisioned. She's the CEO of Outset Medical, the company that developed the dialysis machine Dick uses. Outset Medical connected us with Liz and Dick. Trigg saw the dialysis patient population growing, with treatment expenses topping $75 billion a year, but treatment and tech lagging.
From an innovation standpoint, it has been rather frozen in time with a service model and equipment largely from the 80s and the 90s.
Her team developed Tablo, the at-home dialysis machine, to be the size of a mini-fridge. It includes a 15-inch filtration system and a cloud-connected user interface, which can deliver patient data and machine maintenance checks. For Liz, the cloud connection cuts down on paperwork.
When we go to doctor's appointments, here are the last 10 blood pressures for a three-hour treatment. Everything's right there for them.
It took about a decade to develop Tablo and to get FDA approval. The company declined to disclose how much these units cost for patients and insurers. Last July, patients began using it at home.
So Tablo basically shook up the market.
Neil Chigidney is the executive director at Home Dialyzers United, an advocacy organization, and a dialysis patient herself.
I foresee that 5 years down the road, patients will be having choices in their dialysis, something they have never had in the last literally half century.
She says these machines are convenient and they're a big deal.
The time involved is critical because for many patients doing home dialysis, it's like a second job.
And like many jobs during the pandemic, it's one that can now, for some, be done from home.
Jesus Alvarado is a producer with Marketplace Tech. This particular type of dialysis machine may be new technology, but when it comes to healthcare, some relatively established tech, telemedicine, saw an uptick in use. We have a conversation about that coming up tomorrow. And now for some related links. A piece earlier this year in the trade journal, Managed Healthcare Executive, digs deeper into the growth of at-home dialysis. It's been around for decades, but the pandemic has really pushed more people to use it and for more technology, like what Jesus talked about, to make it more accessible. We'll have a link to that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. And speaking of accessibility, MedCity News has a story about new rules out from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which update payments for dialysis treatments, but also create incentives for providers to increase equity and access to home dialysis. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Stephanie Hughes produce our show. Jody Becker is our senior producer. Becca Weinman is our engineer. And I'm Kimberly Adams. That's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.